This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Health experts now have a specific reference to the latest deadly strain of coronavirus. VOA's Mariama Diallo explains.
A new name for the coronavirus that so far has killed more than 1,000 people and infected more than 43,000 worldwide, mostly in China.
Having a name matters to prevent the use of other names that can be inaccurate or stigmatizing.
It's called COVID-19. The World Health Organization says it selected a name that didn't refer to a specific geographical location, animal, an individual, or group of people. Meanwhile, as additional cases are confirmed in China and elsewhere, the global community is having a tough time keeping up with the virus. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
And the two top health officials in central China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, have been removed from their post. The firings come a day after another 103 deaths were reported in Hubei province, where millions remain under lockdown and people are complaining of food shortages. The U.S. attorneys involved in the prosecution of President Donald Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone resigned after the Justice Department withdrew their sentencing recommendation. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has an early lead in the New Hampshire Democratic primary, the first primary of the 2020 presidential race. A former South Bend, Indiana mayor, Pete Buttigieg, comes in second. Minnesota Senator A.B. Klobuchar is in third. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren comes in fourth. The rest of the fields trailing the top four candidates. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang's campaign has been suspended, and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has also ended his presidency. This is VOA News. U.S. attorneys involved in the prosecution, again, of President Donald Trump's longtime confidant, Roger Stone, have resigned. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Several of the prosecutors who convicted Roger Stone of lying to Congress, obstruction of Congress, and witness tampering have resigned from the team after the Department of Justice withdrew their sentence recommendation of 7 to 9 years in prison for President Trump's close confidant. The department insists it withdrew the recommendation to the judge shortly after it was offered Monday night. President Trump slammed the sentence in a tweet early Tuesday morning and later at the White House.
I thought the recommendation was ridiculous. I thought the whole prosecution was ridiculous.
Trump also denied having anything to do with the Justice Department's action. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Leaders in Afghanistan say the United States has made notable progress in ongoing peace talks with representatives of the Taliban that are taking place in the Gulf state of Qatar. President Ashraf Ghani tweeted late Tuesday he had received a call from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, sharing with him the latest developments in the turbulent U.S.-Taliban peace process aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. The nearly 18 months of U.S.-Taliban peace talks lately have bogged down after Washington's demand for the insurgent group to significantly cut Afghan violence in return for an American troop drawdown in the country. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says dissolving the bilateral agreement with the Philippines that covers visiting U.S. military forces there would be a move in the wrong direction. The Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte gave a formal notice to the United States of his decision to scrap the visiting forces agreement late Monday after repeated threats to downgrade the two countries' military alliance. The 1998 agreement provides legal permission for thousands of U.S. troops who rotate into the Philippines for dozens of military and humanitarian assistance exercises each year. Actor Jussie Smollett faces six new charges in Chicago. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Actor Jussie Smollett is facing new charges of lying to Chicago police early last year. Special Prosecutor Dan Webb says a grand jury indicted Smollett on six counts of disorderly conduct. Smollett was charged with disorderly conduct last February, but Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox dropped the charges the following month without explanation. Smollett told police he was walking home on January 29, 2019, when he was approached by two masked men who made racist and homophobic remarks. Several weeks later, authorities alleged Smollett had paid two black friends $3,500 to help him stage the attack. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.